This is time we need to mourn. We need to put out our tears so that it releases the stress which is now in us. And we are so sorry that we have lost our father, the Archbishop Peter Munde, and it has really affected us very much. But we are not saying it is bad because God is doing his all his work. But for us as the church, it is a great loss. We don't have elders like him who will continue to advise us as the young generation coming up. We have now experienced about four bishops who were supposed to be our elders, and all are gone.
Yes, Pastor, you have worked with him as interfaith-based council for long. What is your impression about him?
I am sure the whole Western Equatoria state are weeping. And we, as an interfaith, we are weeping. We are mourning in our hearts, in our mind, because he was so good to us. He has helped us very much in all the process of peace which we have achieved today, especially the signing of the agreement between the government of South Sudan and the SSNLM. As a bishop and a Hiboro, they were really very strong enough, making us strong to go down to the bush and showing us a good image of even kneeling down before our boys. And now I'm sure they are weeping because his contribution to this peace was so great.
And you personally, how will you describe late Munde, being you as a pastor?
Baba Munde was a spiritual leader, a shepherd. In fact, people do say, you don't say something good for people when they are still. You look at them only when they are dead. But this one is really true. And I'm sure all those who will be hearing my voice will know that he was a bishop who was shepherding the people of God the way God wanted. We are sorry, and we are really sorry about losing him.
Yeah, the news about his death hit the whole of Western Equatoria and probably the whole of the country. What will be your consolation message at this particular moment when people are mourning?
Our Lord Jesus said in the Bible, he said, when it's time for mourning, let us all mourn together. And when it is time for happiness, let us also rejoice together. It is time that we need to mourn now for our bishop. But our mourning is not to be like that one of non-believers. What we know is Munde have done his part, the work that God gave him, have done it, and he has gone in peace to the Lord. So now we need to learn from him what he has done and how he has died. And we need also to commit ourselves, knowing that our life also is ending, just like what has happened to our late bishop.
Okay, in one word or two, how do you summarize the legacy late Munde has left behind?
Peace. Peace is the legacy he has left behind. In all his talks, in all his speeches to the public, to the people, he was stressing much on peace. That let us bring peace to our hearts, to our life, to our country. He was a man of peace.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. My last word is, let us pray for the internal province of the Episcopal Church of South of Western Equatoria. These people are mourning and they have lost their dear one. Let us pray for them that the good Lord bring to them back a good and spiritual leader will continue to lead this church as the Church of Christ.